would that be the same thing as a rain frog?
Yes, a tree frog would.
And these things you dig for bait are?
Earthworms.
Do you ever call them anything else?
Worms.
Do you ever call them redworms?
Yeah.
Now, would that be the same?
All the same thing.
What's that last expression I hate?
Earthworm, redworm.
Okay. And these things with hard shells that move very slowly along the ground?
Snails and mollusks.
These are bigger than that. Some of these live in water and some in land.
Turtle.
And which is that? That's the one in the water.
And terrapin on the land.
All right. And these things have a kind of move with a kind of scissoring motion in the
snake.
In the creek. It's kind of a shellfish.
Mollusk.
Crab.
Crab, crawfish.
Yeah. Do you ever call crawfish anything else?
Yes. Let's see. What was it? Well, the crayfish and crawfish.
Yeah, I was wondering about crawdad. Crawdad and crawdaddy isn't too common in Jersey.
No, not too
common. Okay. And these things that fly around candles are?
Moths.
All right, just one would be one.
Moth.
All right. And these things light up at night, in the summer night.
Lightning bug.
And these things have long, filmy wings, and they fly around. Fairly good size. They fly around close to the water.
Snake feeders.
Yeah.
The dragonfly.
Yeah. And now, would you name some different kinds of stinging insects?
Wasp, hornet, yellow jacket, honeybee, bullface bumblebee. There's one bumblebee that don't sting.
How about that little thing that are much smaller than
bees? Bees.
A little bigger than sweat bees, and they get on you, and they draw blood on you. You have to give you a little
mosquito.
Well. Yeah. And then these things get under your... Get under
leeches.
Yeah. These are, if you're walking in the woods, they burrow under your skin.
Lice, and see. They're the nits of... I've taken them off my dog's ears many times.
Well, I was thinking of chiggers or red bugs.
Yeah, well, we have them here too.
Which one?
Chiggers and red bugs both.
Are they different?
Same thing.
But you use both terms.
Yes.
To call them.
It's a chigger till it gets on you and gets full of blood and then it's red.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's good. And these things hop in the grass.
Grasshoppers.
And these things are small fish used for bait.
Minnows.
Something a spider weaves.
Web.
And the parts of a tree underground.
Roots.
And the, would you call it a web indoors or out?
Yes.
And this is a tree with long gray, it's a big shade tree with long gray kind of scaly bark.
Hickory.
Sycamore. Yeah. And what other trees are common in the neighborhood? You mentioned most of them, I think, already.
Poplar, oak, walnut,
George Washington.
Wood.
Yeah, George Washington. What is that tish wood now, again? Would you call it a tish tree?
No, it has a little seed pod on it that's about that big, and the squirrels eat it very much. Tis wood.
Tis wood. It's more like a weed than a tree?
No, it's more like a tree.
Uh-huh. And you call it a tiswood tree?
Yes. They get that big around sometimes and grow in the woods. Sycamore, sweet gum, cherry, ash, pine.
This is a kind of bush, kind of bush-like thing that gets a bright red in the fall.
Holly.
Shoe.
Sumac.
Yeah.
They're mostly called shoemag. In this part of the country, but it's sumac.
Right. And
there's two kinds of it.
Yeah, what are they?
The bright red berry and the smaller sumac bush, sumac.
Mm-hmm.